Hello and welcome to another Friday episode of It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You with me, Lalala. Let me explain. And today we are doing icks and is this a red flag? And I am going to read these icks for the first time. So you're hearing them for the first time as I'm reading them. So I'm really excited to get into them today. All right, our first ick for today said, this guy has a great body, but when I mentioned Usher taking off his shirt at the Super Bowl, he sent me a picture of his chest and said, but do you think Usher could beat these pecs? Oh, but mate, like, just accept that you're not Usher and only Usher can beat Usher. And that is never going to work. If a man says to me, oh God, this woman looks gorgeous, I'm never going to reply and go, as gorgeous as me? Is really? You can't compare yourself to extremely honed, beautiful celebrities who spend their entire lives looking the way that they look. There is just something so ick about being like, huh, oh, you fancy Usher? Look at my pectoral muscles. Look at my nipples. And unfortunately, the problem is that Usher probably could beat those pecs. And then he's put you in a position where you have to be like, well, yeah. Yeah, he could. How do you get out of that awkwardness? Because the other, you either have to go, oh, wow, no. Whoa, yours are unbeatable. They're way better than Usher's. Or you have to tell the truth. No, they're shit. They're dead compared to Usher's. Why are you putting me in that position, mate? That is ick. Supportive fully. Okay, the next ick says, I told him that I like a guy with a sense of humour. He then proceeded to hide behind trees and jump out at me. Is that, what kind of humour? You didn't say, I like Mr. Bean. I like Jeremy Beadle type of humour. Unless maybe you did say that. Don't know, the question boxes are quite small, but I feel like you probably just said a sense of humour. And he immediately went to, ha-ha, I can jump out from behind trees and make her laugh. Oh man, this guy has not worked on his sense of humour since he was like 8, because this is maybe even younger, because this is what like 5-year-olds do for a laugh, you know what I mean? Like peekaboo, and you get them roaring laughter if you jump out of a tree at a 5-year-old. I mean, nothing can tickle them more than like, woohoo, I'm here and now I'm gone, but now I'm here again. But when you're like 28, it just doesn't work. Or even over 18, I think, or maybe even over 10. I don't know what age jumping out of trees becomes unfunny, but it's certainly not the first thing that I would go to if someone said they like a sense of humour. It would actually just not even come into my head. Why has he done this? What a, I was going to say silly Billy. And actually that is what, he's a silly Billy. Because there is no other way to describe this deranged behaviour. Maybe silly Billy's a bit mild, isn't it? Maybe, oh God, no, I was going to start taking it to other levels. Maybe this is what he does on a weekend to women when you're not there and this is not a sense of humour at all. He's just trying to scare you. I don't know. Or I don't like it. Ick supported. He called his dick his stump and said he was going to stump me. Oh my God. What was going on in his head? First of all, calling it a stump, I mean, it's not really sexy, is it? It's like calling your vagina a bucket. It like, oh, it's coming into me bucket. Like, it just doesn't sound sexual. It's just like stump. Stump just sounds like something's gone terribly wrong. Like he had it amputated and there's only a bit left of it. No judgment on anyone who's had their dick amputated, by the way. Do you? But if you just have a normal dick, calling it a stump is quite horrific. My granddad had his legs amputated and they were called stumps, and that's all it's reminding me of. Oh, R.I.P. granddad and your stumps and that. But like now I'm just thinking of my granddad's amputated legs sticking out of this man's balls. And maybe again, that's me, that's my problem, I'm taking it there. Maybe you're not, but that stump is fucking horrendous. And again, no judgment on anyone who's had their legs amputated, fucking not at all, but like that's, you don't want to think of like penises being like that, do ya? And that he's gonna stump you. Even if he didn't call his dick a stump, saying I want to stump you is just, It's like stomping. It sounds like sex that's going to be horrible and like stampy and bangy and pumpy, not sexual. Like, it's not good enough. How can you stump someone with, how can you get someone to have a clitoral orgasm with a stump? You know what I mean? He knows nothing about vaginas. He knows nothing about sex. And he needs to put that stump away and go and learn some different words immediately. This ick says, he drank too much red wine and then sent me a WhatsApp video of him rapping. Red wine doesn't normally turn people into rappers. I feel like Hennessy or Alizé or even, you know, a bit of cognac or something, maybe. But red wine, people aren't normally like, I'm going to have a couple of glasses of Merlot. And then all of a sudden, like, yo, 10 girls in a sprinter, put you up on my printer, you know? Well, maybe that is the kind of rap that they would give you. Probably about printers, if it is red wine that has induced their rapping. Not saying that rappers can't drink red wine. Obviously, they can drink whatever they want. Even if he actually is a professional rapper, sending WhatsApp videos to people that you like of you rapping is never going to go well. Have you ever been in that fucking situation? I've been in it many times at an after party where someone will insist on rapping in your ear and it is the worst. What do you do when someone's rapping at you? Because it's never good. It's never good. It's always some, like, especially at an after party, it's always like, my mum left me when I was 3. I lived in a care home till I was 23. And then I got nicked by the police and put my ex in a boot and then got bitten by fleas. Never any, like, rhythm or anything. Always some real traumatic shit. And you've just got to, like, nod your head and be like, yay, whoa, go, you know, it's so awkward. And you can't be like, nah, stop, you're ruining the after party with your traumatic rap lyrics. You're ruining the vibe, mate. And so, I mean, I guess it's better happening over WhatsApp because you don't have to have them, like, in your face, awkwardly rapping at you, seeing your face just going like, oh my God, ick, what the hell? But seeing it on video, like, oh my God, what do you, how do you, just block instantly is what you should have done, because there is nothing, there is no excuse. Red wine does not cause rapping. It is not acceptable under any circumstances. Ick, ick, ick. Thank you guys for sending me them icks. I love your icks. Please keep sending them. Send them to @AskLaLaLa, let me explain. Or look out for when I do an ick box on my stories so that you can add them there. Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. So we are now moving on to, is it a red flag? Pretty obvious. You ask me, is something a red flag? And I tell you whether I think it is or not. First, is it a red flag says, they kept their Bluetooth earpiece in for the whole date. Is that a red flag? Well, it's cringe for starters. I think they look like a super cool drug dealer. By the way, drug dealers aren't super cool. But, you know, some people think that like aesthetic is a cool one. But actually, they just look like a cab driver. It could be a red flag if the reason that it's in there is A, because they think they look like a cool drug dealer, or because they're listening to football or some kind of sporting event the whole time and not concentrating or actually paying attention fully to the date. Or maybe they're anticipating a phone call from their partner and they want no risk of it not being immediately in their ear. You know, they want it to be in their ear and away from you. But it's just a bit uncouth, you know what I mean? It's not good etiquette. So it's possibly red flaggy, because maybe the reason for it is that they just don't want to, you know, they're concentrating on something else or they're trying to hide something. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a bit cringe. And I think you should have asked. I think you should have pointed it out. I think you should say, why have you got that in? And seen what their answer was. Because what is the an appropriate answer? Then you would have known, because the answer would have told you if it's a red flag or not. So if that happens again, ask. The next is it a red flag says, I wasn't drinking for dry Jan. He had 4 cocktails and asked to split the bill on our first date. Yeah, I think that's a red flag. What a fucking cheap ass. Pay for your cocktails, mate. Like, splitting the bill is fine, actually. There is lots of disagreement about splitting the bill. There's loads of different opinions on this one. I personally come from the opinion that on a first date, I would want a man to offer to pay. I have probably spent a lot more money getting to that date than him on my makeup, on my transport, because I have to get a cab because it's less safe for me to get public transport. And also just gender pay gap. He probably earns more than me and probably has to spend less than me on like Botox and all that and nails and brows. Not that you have to, but I do. But generally, I just feel like if a man offers to split, he's telling me that he's not that interested. That's the sign that I always take. But not every woman feels the same as me. A lot of women feel like, no, I want to split on the first date. I don't want to feel like I have to owe him anything. That's how I prefer. So it's really down to you. There's no hard and fast rules, but it would make me think he doesn't like me. But splitting the bill is fine if you both had the same thing. But in this circumstance, where he had 4 cocktails and you presumably had soft drinks that were much cheaper, no, it's not acceptable to split the bill unless you split the bill with the percentage taken of, you know, showing that he pays a bit more. So yeah, I think that's a bit of a red flag. What a cheap ass. Cheeky. The next one says, is it a red flag that he said he dates women at least 5 years younger because women over 40 want to change him? Yeah, well, the red flag is, why do all the mature, experienced and wise women want to change him? What is it that so clearly needs changing about this man? And when he says 5, I reckon he probably means 10 years younger. I think, he just doesn't want you to think that he's a creep. That's why he said at least 5 years younger. It sounds like he wants women who aren't quite au fait with the ways in which men can control you or fuck you over. So if you are younger than him, I'd run. If you're of the same age as him, I'd also run. I think he's giving you an indication. Because if you're saying everyone wants to change me, well, maybe that is a sign, mate, that you've got some things that you need to change. The next is it a red flag says, he asked me my thoughts on how women dress at the gym and whether they should expect men to look. I think it's a red flag depending on how he framed it. I think asking for your thoughts, but maybe he's asking for your thoughts in a leading way, in a way that he knows what your answer is going to be, and therefore he's trying to debate that with you, give you another version. I don't know, but it sounds like maybe is he asking you that because he's trying to say, well, they should expect men to look if they are wearing little outfits and blah blah blah. Maybe he's saying that. I think asking the question is not necessarily the red flag. I think you would know if it was a red flag depending on his answer. Although the answer is not entirely clear to that one. And maybe my answer isn't very feminist, because I don't think you can go to the gym in a little crop top with those scrunch legging, you know, the ones that go straight up your backside. I don't think you can go anywhere in them without expecting, not just men, anyone who finds women sexually attractive to have a good look. And that is just absolute facts. So I think you're really fucking naive. If his answer is like, all women who dress like that should expect all men to ogle them, then I think that's a problematic answer. Because you will know if I am happy with you looking at me, because I will give you the green light with my eyes. I will. And if a man is looking at me and it's making me feel sick, I will also show him with a scowl that I'm not up for that look. But also I feel like this answer is going to have people going like, argh. So I don't know if I've articulated it correctly, but I think from a man's perspective, if he's like, right, you are you are on display like that, you are my property to look at, then that's a fucking red flag. If he's like, look, women, you know, sometimes dress up to look attractive, and that doesn't mean that all men have the right to stare in a creepy way, then that's not a red flag answer. And the final, is this a red flag for today, says, he insisted on having a first date at one of our houses. Yeah, that is definitely a big red flag. First of all, do not do that, because there is no way, if you've never met this person before, even if you have, even if you've met them briefly and that's how you exchange numbers, but especially if you met them online, you should not be having a first date at one of your houses. It just makes you so incredibly vulnerable. Both of you, really. Like, he shouldn't be so trusting either. But of course, the risks to women are much greater when dating men. And he should acknowledge that risk. He should be aware of that. And if he's not, then that's just basic. And if he is aware of that and still expects you to just like put yourself at risk, then why? What's he doing? It's just disrespectful as well. It shows me that his intention is probably just heading straight to sex, heading straight to casual. Why doesn't he want to take you out? And I do understand that some people have social anxiety. I do understand that some people might have money issues. They don't want to spend money on a date. But there's many things that you can do other than going to each other's houses that don't cost a lot of money, that don't require you to be in like a big bar or something. You could go for a walk somewhere public, you know. There are many other things. So yeah, I'd say that that's a red flag if he's insisting on that. Absolutely no. Take me out. And if you don't want to, we're probably looking for different things. So there we go. We've done the X. We've done, is it a red flag? And now I'm going to leave you with a Friday night reminder. And I just want to remind you that if they're already in a relationship, leave it alone. Even if they say that their relationship is failing and they're about to separate and they're sleeping on the sofa and they're only still there because of divorce or whatever, and they're waiting to sell the house, leave it alone. You're better than that. Wait until they are officially over. If they are in a relationship and they're just saying, oh, it's just like, it's not very good, she's not treating me very well, or he's not treating me very well, just leave it. Because if they're coming to the end, they'll be at the end soon, and then you can run into their arms then. It just causes too much pain while they're still involved. And whilst they are the only one with loyalty to their partner, you become an enabler. And especially, I always really feel that women who are, you know, enabling men to cheat, you become like a fuckboy enabler. Like, we have it so fucking hard out here anyway. And even though it is entirely on the man who is cheating on his partner, I think that there is something about us, like, we have to have that sisterhood feeling of like, I would not want this to happen to me. So if I find out that he's got a girlfriend or a missus or whatever, then I need to stay the fuck away. And sometimes it can be so tempting. Sometimes everything is telling you to go for this person, especially like, you know, if you're having fanny flutters and it all seems exciting and maybe you're even in a relationship and it just feels like, ah. But the best thing all round is leave it alone and wait. And if they're meant to be, it will be. And that is it for me for another Friday. Remember, you can listen to all the old episodes. We've got loads of them to keep you entertained this weekend on all your favourite podcast platforms. And I will be back on Monday to entertain your ears again. La la la, let me explain. This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.